Praise God, it's good to be with you. Pray everyone is doing well. And I want to start off in the book of 2 Timothy. I'm going to the first chapter. If you want to turn your Bibles over, read along with me just a couple of verses. But been talking a lot about the fear that is in people's hearts and in their minds. And, you know, the Lord began to deal with me, and I jotted something down here in my notes. You've got to learn the difference between emotion and anxiety and letting fear get a hold of your heart, or being still and learning the working of the Spirit of God. So many people have never been still, sought the Lord, and come into a peace in the Spirit of God. You know, Jesus said in John 16, in verse 33, "In the world you have tribulation, but in me you have peace." So in the world you will have tribulation. You will have heartache, affliction, sorrow. And you may go through these things in the Lord as well, but when you go through these things in the Lord, He's going to give you peace about them. He's going to give you peace. He's going to give you consolation. He's going to give you strength. And He's going to help you come to understand that walking with Him brings you peace. So you've got to learn to discern the difference. And right now people are walking in fear. They're walking in anxiety. Their spirit's restless. They're living in chaos and confusion. They don't know what to do every day. Sometime brings a new challenge. But look at what Paul wrote to Timothy in the second epistle of Timothy, the first chapter, in the sixth verse. He said, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." So Paul had laid his hands on Timothy and imparted gifts to him. He had seen the potential in this young man. He had took him to mentor, to bring him forth in ministry, to bring him forth in that he was doing in ministry, and he had Timothy travel with him for a while, and he mentored him, he taught him the word, he taught him dedications, he taught him how to walk with God and how to behave himself in the eyes of the Lord and what's pleasing to God. So he said, "I'm putting you in remembrance of the gift of God that's been placed in thee by the laying on of my hands, that I'm stirring it up in you. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now that word sound mind, people don't ever get into this, but it means a discipline, a self-disciplined mind. In other words, you have disciplined your mind by the Holy Ghost to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. And the Bible says in Isaiah 26 and 3 that the man whose mind is stayed upon the Lord, He will keep him in perfect peace because he trusteth in Him. So if you don't have any peace, you need to learn to condition your mind to be stayed on the Lord and keep your mind stayed on the Lord, because if you do, it will keep you in perfect peace. And I'm just going to turn over there real quick to Isaiah 26, and I'm going to read this. You need to know your word. This is the sword of the Spirit. This is what helps you do battle in many, 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 many situations. And it's Isaiah 26 and 3. And it says, "Thou will keep him in peace, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." So Isaiah is saying here, thou will keep him in perfect peace, not just peace, but perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. So when you set your heart and mind and you discipline your mind to be stayed upon the Lord, like Paul wrote to Timothy, and he says, God hasn't given you the spirit of fear. Man, he's given you the spirit of power. He's given you the spirit of love, and he gives you the spirit of a disciplined mind, that you can discipline your mind to be stayed upon the Lord. And if you'll do this, he'll keep you in perfect peace. People don't have peace because they don't take this word and apply it to their life. This word has got to be applied. And I've been talking to you for several days now about learning to pray and learning to get a battle plan of prayer and seeking God and learning strategy. You got to learn strategy, children. You got to learn how to fight. Once you learn how to fight, then you got to learn how to implement the battle. You know, there was places in the Bible when the children of Israel prayed and they said, Lord, who's going to order the battle? And the Lord would speak out, tribe of Judah, tribe of Benjamin, another tribe, said, let them order the battle. Let them set it in array. Let them lead you into battle. And when you go to war, there's generals, there's leadership, and they just don't send everybody in all at one time because you have, in years past, you had cavalry, you had infantry, you had artillery, you had different engineering groups. You had people that prepared the battle. The artillery may have pounded the daylights out of the enemy for 3 or 4 days. Then the infantry goes in, and then the cavalry goes in. Everybody has a different function. When it comes to war, you've got to learn how to order the battle because there may be different forces and different spirits you've got to deal with, and it takes different gifts. It takes different abilities. And it's what I've been saying. You just don't just jump in there and go into battle and not know what you're doing. Children of God, it's time to back up and learn war. Take these words. Go back and listen to them about learning war, about learning to fight, about how to overcome anxiety and fear. And that's what this is about. Don't let anxiety and fear rule you. Don't let fear bind you down, because the Bible will tell you in 1 John 4, fear hath torment. Fear hath torment. But when you get that perfect love of God working in you, it will cast fear away. So we don't need fear in us. We don't need anxiety in us. We don't need to worry about man. As I talked to you in the last session, I believe it was in Psalms 27, where David said, the Lord is my salvation. He's my light. Who am I going to be afraid of? Who am I going to fear? He said, I walk with God. God's my strength. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my fortress. He's my rock. He's my shield. He's my buckler, tried and true. So get the Word of God in your spirit and begin to practice using the Word of God. And don't just be flippant about it. Let God renew you in the spirit of your mind. You know, I've heard it all my life that practice makes perfect, but it doesn't. Perfect practice makes perfect. So I pray this word gets a hold of your spirit. I'm enjoying teaching on coming into this wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the Lord, walking in peace, walking in joy, and learning to do battle. And I pray it's getting in your spirit. May God bless you till our next session.